I think we're always looking for efficiencies. I think we should start doing budgeting entirely differently. I think we should put on the whiteboard those things that we should want to be funded, and then look at what diverse methods we can use to fund them. You know, we have things that we can't transfer anything really out of the water budget, but there may be some ways to, you know, assist with that budget. There's the economic development money. There's the hotel and bed tax money. There are things like that. What happens with the budget is we get to the end of the year and people feel that property taxes are too high, and then we sort of start slashing. And we slash from groups that we aren't giving that much to in the first place. You know, we take $100,000 off of Attabus. Well, Attabus, without the ability to have matching funds, can't bring in a lot of federal dollars. The intersection at Points and Juliet and the intersection at Fremont and 11th, we got from KDOT and through the and federal dots, $1 million for those intersections because they were involved in public transportation and bus stops. You know, we're being too short-sighted to see what we could assess if we really funded things properly.
Transportation is an interesting one because, I'm just going off a little bit here, but it doesn't even run past 7 o'clock. So, you know, that's
No. And it doesn't, it only runs an hour. I mean, if you want it to be efficient, first of all, you're going to lose money. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's just no way. And probably the best thing is to just figure you're going to lose a lot of money and let everybody ride free. And then you would see a lot more people riding it. We know 80% of the people ride it are going to their job. And another thing, and this is kind of off the wall, but I think some of those DUIs that are stuck in jail because they can't bond out, I think they drove drunk, but then we take their license away from them and they got to get to work still. So then they drive again and then we pick them up driving without a license or driving without insurance or, you know, that kind of thing. I'm the jail population, really, it's so expensive to put people in jail. And also the courts are way behind. But seriously, that I was there when we built the jail and the police thing. And there's no way 140 people should be in that place. I don't know where they're putting them. And of course, you can't sort of put certain baddies together and certain not, you know, I mean, there's a word for that, but we're kind of just sticking everybody in. Yeah. I had a really interesting conversation. I was at a mental health assessment thing with a woman who's a bail bonds person. And this mental health task force that I've got, we meet every other month, and I told Robin Cole, the head of Pawnee, we ought to have her come because she had some, you know, you and I don't know what goes on in the jail.
No.
And she had some interesting insights.